The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God, our Savior, has appeared to all men, instructing us in order that, rejecting ungodliness and worldly lust, we may live temperately and justly and piously in this world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious coming of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. Thus speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census of the whole world should be taken. This first census took place while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all were going each to his own town to register. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the town of Nazareth into Judea to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to register together with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, that the days for her to be delivered were fulfilled. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same district living in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they feared exceedingly. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight we began with that famous carol, "Come, let us adore Him." Let us adore Christ, the child who comes to save us. In that first Christmas, those who came, of course, the first to come were the shepherds, the outcast of society, really, the poor and the uneducated men in the fields. And they were enlightened by angels to come, witness this great prodigy. And when we reflect on the great mystery of Christmas, we have to think about Christ himself. Who is Christ? Who is he? He is our Creator. He is the one who made us. When we reflect on this, we can see how great of a mystery this is for Christ to come into this world. You know, we think about artists. We can think about the sculptures here, the Stations of the Cross, or the statues, or any type of painting. And we think about how an artist created that. And the artist is so much greater than that painting. That painting is inanimate, or that sculpture is inanimate. The artist has a soul, lives and breathes, and is infinitely above that thing he created. And for us to say, for that artist to somehow become part of that painting, to actually go in and interact with the things that he made, it's ridiculous. It makes no sense. And yet, the difference between that artist and that painting is less than the difference between God and this world. The difference between God and us. We reflect on that notion and we say it's ridiculous to think that the artist would come in and interact with his painting. And so some people would also say it is ridiculous. It is beneath the dignity of God for him to come down and to interact with us. The Word was made flesh to dwell among us. And yet he did. He humbled himself. He came as a little baby, a little helpless baby, innocent baby for us. He humbled himself. Christ could have come in a palace. He could have been born Caesar. He was God. He could have done it. And yet he chose not to be born in a palace full of marble, but in a humble stable, to be laid in a manger. The town he came in, his name was Bethlehem, the city of David. That means the house of bread. And he was laid in a manger, the place where the cattle feed, the animals feed. And we can see there even his great humility, even more. We can see the humility of Christ even more in that. In that he comes, this is a prefigurement of why he comes. He comes to give us life, to feed us with the bread of angels. The town is the house of bread, and he is in the place where the animals feed. It is maybe a little statement about how far we have fallen from our grace. And so the shepherds come first. The poor, the uneducated men in the field come, enlightened by the angels, to worship him. And during this Christmas season, then, it ends with the wise men who come, the most educated, the wealthy, the men who live in palaces, also come to the stable, bow down and adore him. They humble themselves before Christ, their Savior. And yet, their humility is not nearly as great as Christ's own humility in his coming. So tonight, we celebrate this mystery. We meditate upon it. The humility of Christ in coming to us, the way he comes to us with great humility. And so we, like the shepherds, like the wise men, then come to adore him. So come, let us adore him. Let us humble ourselves before the King. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.